This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
One of the most high-profile Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill is getting out of politics. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, who is a former federal prosecutor, says he is returning to the justice system. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel tells us tonight Gowdy's announcement comes amid partisan warfare with no end in sight and a midterm election looming.
I call upon all of us to set aside our differences.
Republican leaders hope President Trump's effort to reach across the aisle would lead to lawmakers finding areas of cooperation. But top House Democrats are not changing their tune.
Unfortunately, one evening's speech doesn't erase a conflict-ridden, chaotic year that has driven our country even further apart.
GOP leaders are facing a wave of retirements with news that House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy intends to retire after this term. Gowdy is one of nine House committee chairs announcing they won't seek re-election, so their focus is on getting things done, not the rigors of a campaign. Republican lawmakers intend to set their agenda for the rest of 2018, trying to leave unified on what can be accomplished.
We will be spending extended time around the infrastructure question, workforce development, as well as the budget process itself.
One area expected to attract Democrat support is on rebuilding the nation's crumbling infrastructure.
We've been through so many other battles that we haven't had the time to get into the details on infrastructure. Hopefully we get the ability to start putting the real meat on the bone.
But the House Democrat leader mocked the president's proposal.
The president presents himself as a man of big ideas, and then he presents a lame, puny infrastructure proposal.
Facing a government funding deadline next week and a DACA deadline in early March, a key Senate Republican says it's time for Democrats to get serious.
We have to do something on the border, and we want to make sure that on March 5th or whenever, we don't have 670,000 people that are in school or currently employed lose their work status.
Adding to the deadline pressure, the Congressional Budget Office said late today, lawmakers would likely need to raise the debt ceiling in early March. The previous estimate was Congress had until late March or early April.
What do you think about Trey Gowdy? As you know, on this show, he's our favorite House Republican. What a great asset to go out the door. But, you know, do you blame him? Do you blame these other, I think, reasonably minded individuals going to work every day? And, of course, Trey Gowdy's been there for a while. He says, there's a time to come and a time to go. This is the right time for me to leave politics and return to the justice system. You know, Scott, as you and I were talking about, he gave signals, you know, clear indicators that he was about done with the, you know, the stubbornness. And, you know, and I mean, who would want to go to work every day and feel like you got to fight and you're not producing anything? I think it'd be quite wearing, but, you know, warning to the rest of the GOP, you know, Trey Gowdy's been in the battles and, you know, he feels it's his time to retire, and I respect that. But, you know, for the rest of you, you got to understand you're in a battle, and, this can be wearing it. There is a price to be paid here in dealing with the resistance, but, please know on behalf of Main Street America, you know, we are with you. And we want you to continue to fight that good fight on behalf of we the people.
Yeah, and like you said, I think he's dropped hints about this in the past. You know, when they were talking about head of the DOJ, you know, who was going to lead that, and Trey Gowdy's name came up, and they asked him about it, and he said, he was like, no, I think I've been tainted by politics. And every time he talked about politics, he always talked, you know, about the taint and how, oh, I've been, you know, this, I have this, I can't wash this off of me style talk about it. And I just think that he's finally had enough.
Well, we're definitely going to miss him. Nikki Haley said, I always said the reason Trey Gowdy was so amazing at his job was because he disliked politics so much, you know, to your point. You know, so I'll tell you, that's a big, it's a big loss, I believe, not only for the Republican Party, I believe for America at large. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More after this. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us right now to weigh in is Washington Examiner editorial director Hugo Gurdon. Hugo, good to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks
what do you
very
think
much
of
for
all
having
this?
Me. I think that the tug of war is to be expected. The FBI and the Justice Department, but particularly the FBI, is the organization which is being investigated for possible abuses. Of course, it's going to suggest that, you know, the wraps should remain on. But the truth is that Congress is the Article I institution of the Constitution. It has authority and a duty to investigate these things. And as you heard John Kelly say, you know, there are lawyers looking very carefully at the memo and trying to make sure that they're not doing anything irresponsible. But, you know, there's so much confusion about this. The public really needs to know whether there was abuse at the FBI or there wasn't.
There really is a need to know, and there's no confusion about what these texts say between these FBI agents, right? Peter Strzok and his girlfriend Lisa Page basically texting one another after Donald Trump won, saying, oh, we need an insurance policy before he won, should he win. And to quote the Journal this morning, James, this is really something. The FBI knows what's in the memo because it is long known what the House committee was seeking to examine. For months, it refused to provide the access to those documents until Christopher Wray faced a contempt of Congress.
Yeah, this is this odd moment where the FBI, having tried to assert all kinds of abilities to withhold this information from Congress, is now saying you're not providing the full story. Of course, there's a dueling Democratic memo that seems to be on the way out to the public, too. When it's all said and done, Hugo, are we going to see a really disturbing effort by the party in power to investigate its political adversaries?
Well, that's the absolutely fundamental question. What did the Obama administration to some extent collude with the Clinton campaign in using opposition research to get FISA permission for the FBI to snoop on the rival campaign? That's an explosive and extraordinary possibility. Now, we don't know on this show, and nobody knows who hasn't seen the memo and hasn't been investigating this. But, you know, one of the things that's being said is that the Republicans are trying to undermine the institutions of the federal government, that, you know, the intelligence services, etc. But two of the most important institutions are A, democracy, and B, the presidency. And those things need to be protected too, and perhaps one of the ways of protecting them is to get the information out there and let the public judge for themselves.
Jake, in terms of this criticism by Adam Schiff, again, taking a colonel and trying to create a bomb out of it. Byron York, who works with you, Hugo,
right,
who's a Fox News contributor, reported this, that he talked to a House Intelligence Committee source, and these changes that were made to the memo, an unknown number of grammatical and clarifying fixes. One change requested by the FBI due to sources and methods, concerns about sources and methods, and one two-word change requested by Democrats for accuracy.
Yeah.
So those are the changes that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of more than ironic that the Democrats requested changes and the FBI requested changes. Devin Nunes and the Intelligence Committee changed the wording in accordance with what they had been asked to, and now the Democrats are using that as a reason for not releasing it.
Right, and they're getting real passionate about it.
Well, let me tell you, can you say bombshell? I know they were being real careful about saying this, but Scott, this is all lining up. I mean, you kind of sense that the Democrats are trying to dismantle this bomb before it explodes, but the buildup is all here. I mean, look what's been going on all these months. The FBI had a chance to deal with this. They've stonewalled, and good for Congress. Good for Devin Nunes and the committee to come out and bring this out and say, okay, enough already. You know, they're starting to hold people in contempt, and they put the pressure on, and it's quite telling when you have a guy like McCabe out. And interesting as well that you seem to find the Democrats and the FBI working together on this. Am I missing something?
Well, why would they stop now? They've been working together for 8 years.
I guess now it's real obvious because it's their survival, and that's what they have in common. So you're right. But, I just point this out because I want our audience to see what is happening here. Because on the surface, and of course with 8 second sound bites, you think, oh, okay, well, you know, Adam Schiff, and has a point here and all this. And then you realize, you go, wait a minute, no, the changes that you wanted, you got, and now you're claiming foul. Even the FBI, requested changes and, and they're going, wait a minute, something's wrong here. You know, so they, obviously they're doing everything they can to keep a blanket on this thing and to see if they can possibly dismantle this bomb before it explodes.
It will come down to how it's reported. If Fox is the only one reporting it, it's going to be, they'll blow it off as being, you know,
that's a conservative worldview.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if they're the only ones that report it, and CNN and everybody else just kind of glazes on by it, and doesn't pay it the necessary attention that it very well might deserve, then it's not going to matter because everybody sits in their bubble now. Everybody's so comfortable with their bubble.
Well, as the panel was just discussing, Scott, I mean, you know, this is about the Republic, truly. I mean, you know, the Democrats, remember Hillary was all, we need to protect the Republic and the office of the presidency and all this, and they've done everything they can to dismantle both entities, it would seem.
Well, yeah, but it's Donald Trump you had to worry about. He's not going to accept the results of the election. Right. I mean, it's just, it's silly. Yeah. It's all, you would hope that on stuff like this, we would want to know. It's real simple. All they have to do is release whatever they're saying that they're omitting from this is just release it.
Right.
Put it
well,
up
Devin,
there.
Devin,
and,
you,
and they have no problem releasing classified stuff.
Yeah, secretly. Yeah, because it's their controlled leak. See, now they can't control this. This is all going to be out there, and you know, and what are we going to find with this memo? Consistent with, you know, the emails that we've gotten a look into, and people are going, it really can't, it's not that bad. I mean, we're talking about the FBI. We're talking about a, time-honored institution. Nah, we can't buy into that. Well, let me tell you, it looks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it's walking like a duck right now. So we'll see, but I think, tonight's headlines, it's going to be a bombshell. I really believe it's going to be so that the people, Main Street America, is going to look at the underbelly of the corruption within our own government and how vast it is and how the White House itself, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump's White House, is implicated in this whole deal, just how bad it had gotten, you know, because you had these ruling elites. See, the arrogance of the ruling elites just astounds me, Scott, that they think that, you know, we need them so badly. They're just so smart and they know so much better than everybody else. I mean, that was the attitude. If you read those emails between Stark and Lisa Page, I mean, oh, we have to have insurance because the people are just too stupid. You know, Jonathan Gruber, the people are too stupid. That's why we gave them Obamacare and wrote it up the way they are, because they're just too stupid. Well, how does that make you feel, ladies and gentlemen?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, I'm glad you do, as we come to you fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Hey, we're coming to you from the West Coast, but look, we got Eddie Scarry representing the East Coast here with the Washington Examiner. He is a media reporter based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, how you doing, buddy? Oh, did we got him here? Did we lose Eddie? I thought we lost him. Hey, after the big windup in the pitch, we get this. He's no there, but we'll find him. Eddie was just joining us, and it's probably, I thought the weather, you know, I don't think it's the weather there, because last I heard it was pretty comfortable there. But we'll see if we can track him. And he's back. Okay, now, after, hey, I gave you this brilliant wind-up pitch introduction, everything was brilliant. And we lost you. We love technology. Maybe because all the Verizon bandwidth is being, you know, sucked to the center of the country, getting ready for the Super Bowl. Maybe that's what's going on here.
I think so. Yeah, I apologize for that. I think I should be okay now.
Okay, good. All right. Now that we're connected, welcome back. Hey, Trump State of the Union, 75%. I mean, amazing number. It's, you know, that you would get that kind of approval rating, but yet the media would probably still spend 90% of their time talking about how bad it was, right?
Right. I mean, I watched it, and I read even the transcripts, and I thought to myself, well, it's a really optimistic speech. He's also really focusing on the issues that he campaigned and won on. Those are the mm-hmm. issues that he was elected on, especially right now it's immigration, because he's trying to get that. That's the project they're working on in Congress. But after mm-hmm. immediately after the speech was over, I was watching the coverage, and it talked about, one, they kept calling it long and boring, and mm-hmm. two, there wasn't enough bipartisanship to it, which is really just a code, I guess, a code
yeah,
phrase
right.
for he's talking about the issues we don't like, even though he was elected on those issues. so it's like, if he's talking about the things that he won on, media want nothing to do with it. But yeah, I think otherwise he was speaking on things that he was elected on and actually are popular.
Yeah, there's no bipartisanship, but don't talk to the Democrats about the lack of bipartisanship, right? You know, the resistance continues. Surprisingly, you know, pleasantly, some people have turned around. Pollster Frank Luntz, who's picked no bones, you know, the pollster and pundit, that he didn't care for Trump. You know, he tweeted out, "Hey, look at you won me over." I mean, so you know, and this is what's happening. The president is starting, you know, with his. The one thing you can hand it to Donald Trump is he's consistent. You know that if he gets picked on, he is not going to be like George W. Bush and just go, okay, you know, let it go. I'm going to turn the other cheek. I mean, you know, America needs to understand that, you know, he is the kind of person, and I've talked to several, you know, personality analyst types, you know, experts who do this for a living. And they just say he is that kind of character that if you push him, he's going to slug you right in the face. And you're going to go, I just pushed him. It doesn't matter. You got to know, you know, you talk about poking the bear. The bear don't want to get poked. Right?
Well, right. And I think he also, just like the tendency to fight, is when something he might immediately get some pushback on something he says or something he proposes policy-wise, or maybe just talking about, I think, during even the campaign, in the early days of the campaign, talking about anchor babies, for example.
Right.
You get some immediate pushback from the very, very powerful voices in the media, and he doesn't give up. And I think that's something that has a mass appeal outside of the media. but again, I think when he talks about the things he was elected on, the media may not like it, but they are popular things.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, he's got that in his favor. It's not like he's out there, you know, trying to, you know, defend himself with something that's hollow and has no credibility whatsoever. So it definitely works on his side, to your point there, Eddie. You wrote that, you know, regarding Stormy Daniels, you know, that story seems to have faded a little bit, but, you know, the media was really surprised. They thought for sure they had something here. I mean, especially in light of all the Me Too campaign and everything that's going on, you know, hey, let's throw Stormy Daniels. Let's throw that card on the table and see what's happened. And, doggone it, it didn't stick.
Right. Yeah. You just said you. I mean, you just said it. You said that it. That the story has faded a little bit. I was actually just reading right before we got on the phone together. In the New York Times, there's a column in there that talks about that makes reference to the Stormy Daniels issue, and they keep talking about it. It's just the thing is, it's just not sticking. And I myself was wondering. I was like, why is this not hurting the president at all? And there are many factors to it, but the main one is nobody. I guess I would say there's really two parts that are the biggest. The main one is that nobody ever thought Donald Trump was the Christian family man, and they still voted for him anyway. And then two, why did they vote for him? They voted for him because they really believed in the issues he was campaigning on when it came to immigration, working class issues, and then also just the American culture at large. People believe in those things and they're willing to overlook any tacky past that we were all well aware that he had before he was voted in office. So trying to make something stick from, by the way, 10 years ago, is just it's not going to work. And then obviously I just want to say one more thing about it is that you've seen a lot of probably comparisons to, well, Republicans really went after Bill Clinton. Okay. But even assuming that the Stormy Daniels, affair is true, again, it was 10 years ago. It was well before, obviously, he was in office. With Bill Clinton, he was in office, and it was an intern. That he was
doing. Exactly. So
this is a porn actress, not an intern that Donald Trump was taking advantage of while in the White House.
No. Yeah, it's kind of hard to push harassment on that issue, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you read the interview where she's alleging all these things, I mean, she was very much a willing participant. She went to his house, she says. She went up to his hotel room. They were supposed to go to dinner, but she realized they were staying in his hotel room. She went to the restroom. When she came out, he was on the bed, and she said to herself, okay, well, here we go.
Yeah.
So nothing, at least in terms of being an adult engagement, that's exactly what it was. It wasn't the president sitting in the White House and messing with an underling.
Well, Eddie, some of the stuff I think that's problematic when they throw, because they're like throwing everything. They're not even seeing that something really has. I mean, there's been so much fake news surrounded. And like you said, there could be a degree of validity to this. But there just seems to be so much contrivance by the mainstream media, you know, that they lack credibility. And so it's like they've shot all their bullets. And, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, it's like, oh, okay, you know, people are just tired. It's almost like the way, you know, the Barack Obama birth certificate issue was. You know, it was like an issue initially. People worked on it. They talked about it. And then it was like the people go, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with it anymore. You know, let's just accept that he was, you know what I'm saying?
I think what you're saying is there's an element of fatigue to it. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not newsworthy. You know, when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that there was this payment, and the idea is that Trump lawyers paid this porn actress right ahead of the 2016 election to hush her up about it so that she didn't bring it up. That is in itself newsworthy. But at the same time, I mean, we had the Access Hollywood tape that came out, and people still voted for him. So to go back and people are just not, they don't want to think about it anymore. I think, like you're saying, they're just kind of tired of it.
I guess, you know, if you really want to get into it, you go, well, you wonder how many people were paid off, you know, before Bill Clinton, you know, entered the campaign and even during the campaign. Because, you know, it's like the same thing, you know, he was out there. He was known for this. In fact, Juanita Broderick is going to be on with us next week, I believe, and, you know, telling her story. And the stories abound, you know, with Clinton. And I'm not necessarily getting in for a tit for tat, but, you know, I guess it just reminds us that we are human beings. You know, we don't elect our president for sainthood, do we?
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, the stories about Bill Clinton that were very much covered, not very extensively at the time, but they were pretty sad. They were pretty sad stories to hear, and if those were not a big deal to the media, I don't know why. I think people are wondering why suddenly this would be.
Well, I think on the heels of the hashtag MeToo campaign, the sensitivity of sexual harassment, you know, the nerve is a little raw right now. But I think because it is raw, people are saying, well, if I'm going to let it agitate me, then I want to make sure there is some substance in it. Maybe that's what they're discerning. Eddie Scarry, a Washington, D.C. reporter for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, as always, good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
It's Way Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Deneen Borelli joins us, the chief political correspondent with Conservative Review, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation comments. And Deneen, he may be out of office, but the resistance and that focus still continues, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, thanks so much for having me on. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The resist movement from the left, they're really doubling down. Mm-hmm. And if you look at all of the progress that the president has made in this 1 year and 1 year alone since he's been in office, this is why they are acting out the way they are. And really, it's a way to distract Americans, because anything the left, the Democrats, progressives, whatever they call themselves today, whatever they do or say, it garners the headlines, Bill. And why is that? It's because the media is overly liberal. So they're able to have their little temper tantrums, call the president racist and any other nonsense they want to say and do. And unfortunately, it makes national news.
And, Deneen, they're betting that the American people are going to forget the past 8 years of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, and, oh, yes, Barack Obama. I mean, you know, within a year, in less than a year, just on the GDP measure, you know, even the government officials said, well, the best we could hope for is maybe 2%. We'll give him 2%. And they thought that Donald Trump was absolutely insane talking about hitting numbers like 3 to 5%. And inside of 6 months, he hits 3% GDP. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that the policies that were followed and burdened in terms of burdening the American people with for 8 years are absolutely destructive. I just don't see how they're coming up with some midterm election success here.
Well, remember, under former President Obama, he wanted to fundamentally transform America. Mm-hmm. And he did so in several ways, including the extensive regulations like Dodd-Frank, the regulations on the fossil fuel industry, the war on coal, and the taxes.
Exactly.
So Americans are going to see the dynamics from what was done under the former administration fast forward to today, because you just mentioned the GDP. We're also seeing how hardworking Americans are getting bonuses, are getting wage increases, other benefits from their employers, because of the rollback in regulations and tax cuts. People will see this starting this month, as a matter of fact, in your paycheck.
Right.
And you can't ignore the facts. So the left can scream and holler and have a temper tantrum all they want, but Americans will see the actual results from the Trump administration.
Well, that's the problem, is their lips are not reconciling with the facts. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, look at your 401k and, you know, I was talking with my brother the other day and he was just, you know, he didn't particularly care for Trump and he goes, man, I love my 401k right now. He goes, just in the last half year, you know, he made $30,000 in his 401k. When was the last time we were seeing our 401k, you know, bounce back and revive after the 8 horrendous years that we experienced previously?
Sure. And again, it's all in the results. And Americans are going to see that the stark difference. And the Democrats have a really big problem now, Bill, because when the midterm elections and the 2020 elections come up, they're going to have to explain to their constituents why they did not support the Trump tax cuts.
Right.
And this is why they are acting out the way that they are. They're trying to keep their base angry to try to get them to turn out to the polls. But they're going to have a really tough time in doing so. Even with President Trump's State of the Union address, the approval ratings were off the chart.
Exactly.
5% of Americans approved of the speech. 72% of independents went to the speech. This is a CBS News poll. These numbers, they can't ignore them. They can't deny them. And Americans are going to see just how un-American the liberals, the Democrats, the progressives really are.
Yeah, the number is quite telling. We said, Deneen, that here it is, even by the CBS poll, they said 75% of Americans approved of the State of the Union and then went on to spend 90% of their time bashing and being negative about Donald Trump, true to form as it is. And we had, as far as the Dems themselves there in the well of the Senate, in this, you know, joint session, near 100% of the Dems were just rude and disengaged. And I kept thinking, we're paying these people. We're paying them to do this to our country. What a waste of money and resources.
Yeah, it was outrageous to see on this, you know, with the camera. Thank goodness for video, right?
Yeah, exactly.
For the live feed that we were able to see, because they were clearly denied that they even did so. That the speech was an hour and a half. I listened to the entire thing, Bill, and I just wonder, the Democrats, who really listened, who really paid attention. A lot of them just sat there on their hands. Look at the liberal black Democrats who sat there when the president talked about the record low unemployment rate among black Americans at 6.8%. No reaction.
Right.
Sat there like a bunch of stones. You would think that would be good for of all Americans, and especially those in the black community. 6.8 unemployment is just unbelievable. But it just comes down to that they don't care about Americans. They only care about staying in office and getting reelected. That's it.
Right. That became really obvious, no doubt about it. I mean, here it is, the multi-gazillionaire out of Manhattan, the white guy, goes to the black community and says, give me a chance. What do you got to lose? I mean, they're looking at double-digit unemployment, the lowest ownership, home ownership, just about of all time. Not real good prospects. So what did they have to lose? And look what happened. Inside of the first year, the white guy from Manhattan delivers.
Absolutely right. And this is why they have the three R's. I call it resist, the race card, and Russia, because that's all they have to run on. Maxine Waters, my goodness. First of all, this woman is still in office.
Yeah.
But I digress. She went on BET and made all these outrageous claims about the president, even calling him racist. And again, you cannot ignore the actual facts, and they are concerned that there will be more Americans that will be crossing that aisle when it's time to pull that lever. That is why they are acting out the way that they are.
Yeah, it's to the point where Main Street America, they want bipartisanship, and the resistance is blocking it. We need Democrats, we need Republicans answering these issues that are very serious: our indebtedness, the budget, immigration, right on down the line, national security. Where are they in national security? I mean, Donald Trump has near single-handedly turned this around. ISIS is all but gone. They're hanging in there. We were told at one point ISIS was running away, but actually they were running in a different, to attack us from a different direction. But they're all but decimated now.
Well, I tell you, President Trump is delivering on his campaign promises, and the left hates it. You can't ignore the facts and the number of things that you just rattled off there, Bill. You cannot ignore all the accomplishments. And this is about the country. This is about Americans, safety and security, jobs, a prosperous economy. This is about the welfare and success of the United States of America. The Democrats, I think, they've lost their mind.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And Americans get it. Hardworking Americans, they are seeing through their nonsense. And they can continue with their resist and the race card and the Russia card all they want. But in the end, it's not going to work.
And what are they going to do about this release of this memo? And there's so much stuff that's coming out, with McCabe exiting. And, things are lining up here. This is going to be, I think, Deneen, quite the bombshell later on today.
I agree. And really, they should have released this memo yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing what information is in it. And every American should be concerned about the deep state that we have in Washington, D.C. and how.
Got to leave it right there, Deneen. Thank you so much. Deneen Borelli.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, we hear this. The Juju Bees are out. The dancing popcorn and the Coca-Cola. Hey, get ready. Here he comes from Hollywood.
To Bill Martinez live.
It's Bill Martinez and also the movie guy. We're talking Steve-O. Steve Evans is with us right now. Box office a little quiet, I guess, anticipating. We got Super Bowl weekend. Oscars just around the corner. You know, it's fun and frivolity for Hollywood, right?
Absolutely. It's a good time to catch up for all those movies you've missed. Well, we do have some interesting titles coming out this weekend. Maze Runner, that epic finale last weekend. The Death Cure. Not exactly performing in an epic manner at the box office, but taking a few bucks here, $24.2 million, and that was, of course, number one last weekend. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, was knocked off the top spot. However, it continues to roll. This is just such a fantastic film. I mean, $338 million in North America, another $484 million worldwide, $823 million for this movie so far. Which is a remake of that thing that came out back in 95. I mean,
you'll figure.
Astounding how this thing is performed.
Amazing, Steve-O. You know, today, in terms of the international participation and the money that's involved internationally, I mean, with some of these movies, sometimes much better overseas than here domestically. But, hey, look at, you know, cash is cash, right?
Well, wherever it comes from, yeah. You know, to your point. It's making a lot more money overseas than it is here, and it's making a lot of money here. So that one will continue to be in the top five next weekend. Hostels was number three. I almost saw that movie, but I decided to go see something else instead. I've heard good things about it. It, of course,
big rollout. I mean, they were, you know, kind of teasing us here previously, right? It was, what, 24th position, jumps up to three, but that is because, you know, the theater started picking up. You had almost 3,000 screens out there.
Right. You know, it is one to see. I heard it's a beautiful thing to look at. Shot out in New Mexico and Montana. So that's out there this weekend. The Greatest Showman, number four, and The Post rounding out the top five. Well, coming out this weekend, a movie called Winchester, which is inspired by true events, but I find that a little hard to believe. Here's what Winchester's about. On an isolated stretch of land 50 miles outside San Francisco sits the most haunted house in the world. Built by Sarah Winchester, played in the movie by Helen Mirren, she is the heiress to the Winchester fortune. It's a house that knows no end. Mm. Constructed in an incessant 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week mania for decades. Now, I've had trouble with contractors, but nothing has gone on for decades, 24 hours a day.
This is worse than that movie, The Money Pit, right?
I think so. This is The Money Pit.
Okay.
It now stands 7 stories tall and contains hundreds of rooms. Now, to the outsider, it looks like a monstrous monument to a disturbed woman's madness. I'd say so. That
sounds like something the politicians in D.C. would have constructed here.
Could be. Yes.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Sarah is not building this for herself, for her niece, or for her troubled doctor, Eric Price. No. She has summoned the doctor to the building, and now she's building this as a prison, an asylum for hundreds of vengeful ghosts, and the most terrifying among them have a score to settle with the Winchesters. Not reviewed for the critics, unfortunately, but if you like horror films, this is, looks like a good one.
I'm thinking, Scott should be playing that that iconic horror suspense soundtrack in the background here.
Yes.
You're late this out. Right?
Next time.
Yeah.
This stars Helen Mirren. Sarah Snook is in this one. Jason Clarke and Angus Sampson. It's called Winchester, out this weekend for your enjoyment.
Here we go.
A movie from Chile, which is up for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars this year. We may have time to talk a bit about that later on. 87% are recommending A Fantastic Woman. Now, Marina and Orlando are in love. They're planning for the future, but Marina, well, she's this young waitress. She's an aspiring singer. Orlando is 20 years older than she is. He owns a printing company, and they're celebrating Marina's birthday one evening, and Orlando falls seriously ill. Marina rushes him to the emergency room, but he passes away just after arriving at the hospital. Instead of being able to mourn her lovers, Marina is suddenly treated with suspicion. The doctors in Orlando's family don't trust her. A woman detective investigates Marina to see if she's involved in his death. Orlando's ex-wife forbids her from attending the funeral. And to make matters worse, Orlando's son threatens to throw Marina out of the flat she shared with Orlando. Marina is a trans woman, and most of Orlando's family see her sexual identity as an aberration, a perversion. So Marina struggles for the right to be herself. She battles the very same forces she has spent her lifetime fighting just to become the woman she is now, a complex, strong, forthright, and fantastic woman, thus the title for the film. As I was saying, it's Chile's entrant into the Academy Awards this year, and 87% of the critics are recommending
A
Fantastic Woman.
Mm.
Also out this weekend, a documentary called The Cage Fighter, which looks like a rough film. I mean, if you're looking for a rough, gritty sort of a film, this is it. A blue-collar family man breaks the promise he had made never to fight again. Now, 40 years old, with a wife and 4 children who need him, Joe Carman risks everything to go back into the fighting cage to come to terms with his past. I would not like to be a 40-year-old guy jumping into the fighting cage, would you, Bill?
Oh, I'm the mere thought of it, my body aches.
That's a rough game at any age.
Yeah. But at 40, those bruises and those aches don't go away. There's just not enough ibuprofen,
I know. Talk about a rough day at the office.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Cage Fighter, if you're up for that this weekend. Then a movie, I've seen this trailer several times. Martin Scorsese, he says this is a terrific film. It's called A Siambra. It's a foreign film. It's subtitled. Now, A Siambra is a small Romani community in Calabria. Now, Pio lives there. He's desperate to grow up fast. He's 14 years old. He drinks. He smokes. He's one of the few, really, to easily slide between the region's factions. You have the local Italians there, the African refugees, and his fellow Romani. Now, Pio follows his older brother, Cosimo, everywhere, learning the necessary skills for life on the streets of their hometown. When Cosimo disappears, things start to go wrong. Pio sets out to prove he's ready to step into his big brother's shoes, but soon finds himself faced with an impossible decision that will show if he really, truly is ready to become a man. 83% recommending A Siambra out this weekend. And now, some more pedestrian fare here.
Okay.
We have A Scorched Earth. This is the planet has suffered an environmental collapse in this film. The air has become dangerous to breathe. The water has become toxic, and billions of people died. Generations later, mankind has finally reestablished a rudimentary society in an attempt to pick up the pieces that continue to blister in the sun. You have Attica Gage, played by Gina Carano. She is a bounty hunter with a chance, well, at the bounty of a lifetime to bring down the ruthless outlaw Elijah Jackson. Now, Gage infiltrates Jackson's gang everywhere thinking it's going to plan until she meets a slave girl who reminds her of her dead sister. With her loyalty to only herself now tested, Gage learns that there might be more to life than just survival. A scorched earth, once again, not reviewed for the critics here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd call Braven. Now, Braven stars Jason Momoa. He takes no prisoners in this intense action thriller, according to the press release. When Joe and his father arrive at their remote hunting cabin, they're hoping for a quiet weekend. When they find a stash of heroin hidden in the cabin by drug traffickers, things start to go wrong. I hate it when that happens. When you, you're looking for a peaceful...
It's so inconvenient. Yeah.
Yes. When you discover heroin in the hunting cabin.
Mm.
Criminals suddenly descend upon the cabin, and Joe and his father must make a kill-or-be-killed stand for survival. It's called Braven, B-R-A-V-E-N, out this weekend. Well,
and we're just trying to clear the shelves here, it seems, huh?
I think this is like a clearance sale at the local box office.
It's like, hey, maybe, you know, it's like, hey, come and see C2 and you'll get one free or something, you know?
We also have a movie from Dubai, which is out this weekend. It's called Bilal. This is a new breed of hero. This is an English language Arabic film, animated film. It's about, 1,000 years ago, one boy with a dream of becoming a warrior is abducted with his sister and taken to a faraway land far from home. Thrown into a world where greed and injustice rule all, Bilal finds the courage to raise his voice and make a change. Inspired by true events, they say, this is a story of a real hero who earned his remembrance in time and history. Bilal, a new breed of hero, 71% of the critics, by the way.
Well, I'm telling you. I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background. I got a weed whacker running amok outside the door. It's just, hey, don't we love, I love California. I love live radio, man. You just never know what to expect.
You never know what a weed whacker might arrive on the
door. It's weed whacker madness. I think that's our next movie. We're going to, I think it could compete with some of these that we're talking about here right now. Hey, let's break away for just a moment, if we can. What's going on with the Oscars? Give us a little preamble here.
Well, we have the Producers of Guild Awards. That was held recently, and The Shape of Water won Best Picture. We have the DGA coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Directors Guild. And usually, many times, I should say, not usually, but many times, the director that wins the Directors Guild Award goes on to win Best Director at the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And Best Picture. This year, the odds-on favorite is Guillermo del Toro, because Guillermo has won the Critics' Choice Award and the Golden Globe Award. This is, of course, for his movie, The Shape of Water.
Exactly.
The Shape of Water won the Producers Guild Award just recently. So I would say he's going to win Best Director this weekend, and it's between The Shape of Water and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, I think, for Best Picture this year.
And he might even get some respect that was due him. I mean, this is the Golden Globes when he won the award. They kind of made it seem like, because he was a male director, that was somewhat a problem.
Yeah, they gave him a little grief about that, but I think, you know, he will. I think he gets his revenge this weekend, and maybe later on March 4th at the Academy Awards. Who knows?
Well, you know, you loved The Shape of Water as soon as you saw the first shape.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
so
a film right. That you haven't seen before. I mean, it really is a creative work. So, and he deserved the award. I think I would have no problem with that at all.
Well, excellent, Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans, always good to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.